I can, yes.
Brilliant.
Hey there, how are you?
Good, good. So, that's Joe, and then that's Robbie. Perfect. Guys, my name's Gotti. To kind of start off with Joe, I'd love to start with, did your introduction to the surf community start way back with Iconoclast with Eddie Vedder and Laird Hamilton, or did you know about this beforehand?
Very good. I mean, I did do an episode with Laird and Eddie Vedder on the show, but that was really my introduction to surfing and my only real exposure to it. It was an intriguing start to the journey. But honestly, I wouldn't call myself, you know, remotely even a surf expert. You know, that was a couple of days for a TV series. I had kind of put it away in my memory banks, and Red Bull reached out to me, Red Bull Films reached out to me to see if I'd be interested in making a film about Robbie. And honestly, I didn't know who Robbie was, and I did not know a lot about the sport. And I was very honest with those guys and said, look, if you're, sounds like a fascinating thing, but I'm not a sports guy. Terrible athlete. I'm not a guy who can sit with other, you know, athletes and like rap about sports. I'm just not that guy, you know. So if you're still interested in me doing it, let's keep talking, because it would be intriguing to me to tackle new territory. But it's far from my expertise. And Red Bull Films was so intrigued. The guy in charge actually loved my Metallica movie, and just he wanted, you know, he felt like something different could be made, you know, with my kind of point of view on life. And so Robbie and I met in L.A. I was, you know, I'm a New Yorker. I flew from New York to L.A., and Robbie flew from Maui to Los Angeles, and we had lunch. And, you know, I was very insecure about sitting down with a guy who has this incredible professional career that I can't just talk like, you know, I'm not going to pretend that I'm some expert. And so I was just very honest with him about, you know, my skills as a filmmaker, but my lack of knowledge of his world. And that actually got him excited, and because he wanted a fresh perspective. And that's how this whole thing got started, really. And in fact, in that meeting, you know, Robbie and I kind of connected on a personal level, but I sensed that he was also extremely reluctant to actually have a film be made about him. You know, he was, even though he had taken the trip, I kind of felt like, you know, well, he was kind of taking the trip, you know, because Red Bull wanted him to take the trip, but he wasn't necessarily into making the film. And that to me was made it even more interesting as a project to tackle, because in my experience, the people who, you know, the reluctant subjects are often the ones that you don't have to, like, you know, strip away the veneer and the showiness, you know, because beneath the surface of somebody who's reluctant to tell a story is usually a fantastic story. And the more I dug into his story, from being, you know, the youngest world champion in a sport that just massively blew up in large part because of him, and then as that sport declined, you know, he became a master of the next iteration of these sports, just became a fascinating story for me. So I wanted to, you know, take a ride, and if he was willing to take a ride with somebody who didn't know much about it, I thought that was, like, really refreshing, and could provide for, you know, a great different take on a sports film.
So, Robbie, that begs the question, when did you begin to trust Joe? I mean, you went so long to introduce us to your parents in this. I mean, your great relationship with the Kenny family, with Chuck. I mean, we get to see so much of you in this. When did you and Joe really connect?
It's been a connection over time, but it was pretty much from the very beginning of deciding that I was willing to do this, that I handed him the keys to the bus and put my trust in him to come up with something unique. I had turned down the opportunity to make a film for many years. I was not really interested in looking back and doing a historical retrospective thing. I've always been pushing forward and thinking that I still had things to do and accomplish, and that a movie would just get in the way of that. but it finally wound down to, it felt like it was the right time. I matured enough and I got to the point in my career where I felt, yeah, let's take a look at least possibly doing something. But if we're going to do that, I don't want to make a traditional sports film. I don't want to have a action porn, look at me, aren't I great, wasn't I wonderful documentary. I wanted to do something or have something done that was unexpected. And so I looked at a lot of different directors' films and Rebel Films, Shobi Joe stuff. It was intriguing because of the depth of what was going on there and the stories that were weaved that were so, again, so complex and unexpected. And I thought, well, here's a guy that if I'm going to make a film with, it's going to be something different, something unexpected, something that, and again, I didn't want to have any creative involvement. I wanted to throw myself out there and say, okay, this is who I was, this is who I am, this is where I'm hoping to go, but that I don't want to tell my own story. I'm not that guy. And if somebody else can take that ball and run with it and do it in a way that is going to surprise me and other people, then all right, let's see what happens. And his track record spoke for itself. And the result is what I was hoping for. It's something different. I didn't anticipate getting injured twice, getting divorced, having business issues, and on and on and on, thrown at me all at the same time during the course of making the film. But again, it created more depth. It's real. It's honest. And I think, again, for people that know me, it's going to be very unexpected. And for people that don't know me, hopefully, there's something there. You know, some inspiration to be found in either the early stories of a kid chasing his dreams and seeing where they'll take him, or a guy that is older and still learning new things that... time and age doesn't mean that your life has to end and fun has to end. So I'm really, really happy that we got together and did this.
Speaking of unique things in the film, I was amazed. Some of my favorite shots are of you guys looking at weather patterns, whether it's Joe on a screen or Robbie. I mean, knowing what you were tackling, what you were looking to tackle, How much science and technology went into this type of project to tackle something like this? I mean, I think for surf fans, that's something, you know, that you know, it's a lot different than just taking a board and going out to the water. You guys are doing something much more massive and important.
Well, in the old days, it would have been looking at a map, finding a date, and throwing a dart at it, and, you know, arriving and seeing and crossing your fingers that you got the conditions you were looking for. And fortunately, you know, modern technology has evolved to such a degree that you can, not with precision, but pretty well determine what you're going to get most of the time. But as you saw from our film, even with the best forecasting in the world and modeling, you know, that is pretty damn good, there are still variables that are out of your control. And we were, you know, pulling the trigger with a pretty big crew coming from different parts of the world, all convening on the same spot at the same time with the anticipation that we were going to get the swell of the century twice in two different locations. And we're not completely skunked, but pretty much skunked. So even the best of science and technology sometimes comes up short. And that's the cool thing about the environment that we're working with. You can't control it. You can't absolutely predict it. There's going to be variables that are out of your control, and that's part of being a surfer. Wind and waves are never going to cooperate when and where and how you want them to. And the more, it seems, the more pressure you put on it, the less likely you're going to get what you are looking for. And that was kind of the adventure of the film.
Joe, as far as your preparation with this being so different than, you know, looking into, you know, trial cases or murderers or historical evidence and the way we normally know a Joe Berlinger film. How important was it to pick the particular members of your team, like your longtime editor, Cy, or your composer, with Serge being back with him? How important was it to get the right team out for this type of new adventure for you?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the team is everything. You know, I'm just the front man of a rock and roll band called Documentary Filmmaking. But you know, you got to get the right guys. Film is very collaborative, and I wanted the right guys. What was interesting for me was, you know, I had the pleasure of both relying on my normal team for the kind of the human portrait parts of the film, but I knew that I was not experienced enough, nor was my team experienced enough in the specificity of action sports cinematography. So the exciting and new thing for me was this collaboration we had. You know, I had my normal, as you mentioned, Bob Richmond, my normal DP, who was, you know, shot everything from Paradise Lost and Metallica to Tony Robbins, Eddie O'Connor, who's done sound with me for, you know, 20 years as well. Cy, who's edited the last couple of movies for me. So we had our normal team, but because I knew that we needed some expertise in the action, because, you know, on the one hand, we didn't want to deliver an action sports film. Of course, we wanted a different model here, but we also didn't want to disappoint the surf fans and not be at the level of that kind of cinematography, you know, for those people who want to enjoy that aspect of the film. So we collaborated with a group called Poor Boys Productions, who are really expertise, you know, have amazing expertise in this kind of cinematography. So, you know, I obviously oversaw everything as the director, but it was a beautiful collaboration between two very different filmmaking teams. You know, one that is used to, you know, very small, intimate documentary style production, and the other that's, you know, much more used to capturing, you know, the action stuff. And it could have, you know, who knew how everyone would get along, but everyone actually just bonded immediately, and it was an incredible collaboration, and I think everyone learned from each other. So it allowed me to stretch my muscles a little bit as a director, and assembling that specifically correct team was obviously essential.
Robbie, I've got to ask, this has been a really special year for you. I mean, being inducted into the Hawaii Watermen Hall of Fame is iconic. Having that now, this movie that showcases so much of your life, and as you said, the struggles in your life, the reality, the honesty, how fun, crazy has this year been to other years? It must be kind of surreal.
Well, I mean, not to play it down, the Hawaii Waterman Hall of Fame was cool, but this is a whole different, you know, level of deal. I've gotten a few awards here and there through my life. I'm proud of all of them, but this project is really different, and to a certain degree puts a lot more pressure on me, because there's a lot of eyes that are going to be looking at it and scrutinizing who I am and yeah, what I've been doing the last few years. It's a little scary to a certain degree. But I'm enjoying the process. You know, it's a very different sort of step. And again, working with Joe and putting not my life on the line, but putting my reputation on the line to a certain degree, putting it in the hands of somebody else, is what I wanted to do. Again, I didn't want any creative control over the outcome of the film. I didn't go into it with any preconceived, hey, this is what I want to look like, this is what I want you to do, I'm only willing to do it if you do this, that, or the other. I'm not that kind of guy. I wanted to allow the unexpected to come through and embrace it. And that's why I'm very, very happy that it was Joe that I was working with, someone that takes his job really seriously and does a really good job. He didn't just wing it on the film. He could have just come in and, yeah, okay, I'll do that movie and kind of take the money, throw it together, and yeah, it doesn't really matter. I think obviously everything he does really matters. And you know, for me, that was a big deal to put what could potentially be the first time a lot of people see who I am, and to for the fans that know me very well, especially overseas, to see an open and honest and real aspect of me that they've never seen, and to be handing that to somebody, it was a little scary. But I'm happy with the outcome. It's still a little, how would you say, I'm still a little nervous about it, right? Having the movie going out now and hoping that people like it, I'm pretty confident that, you know, people will find inspiration in some of it, whether they know me or not know me, and can look at it and find some inspiration, you know, either seeing a young guy chasing his dreams and making a laugh out of it, or an old guy hanging in there and reinventing himself and dealing with the challenges that the growing older and the time throw at you, but continuing to play as an adult into the future, is cool. But it's a little scary at the same time, knowing that everybody's going to be looking at it.
Well, last question, gentlemen. Joe, I'd love to ask, since we've heard so much about Robbie being able to open up about, you know, how exciting and scary this situation is for him, I'm curious what you've gained from something like this. Are we going to see you on a surfboard or maybe with a souped-up truck one day? I mean, what have you gained from this experience?
That's a great question. Actually, you will see me on a stand-up paddleboard that Robbie so nicely gifted me at the end of this, and for me, that's representative of a really nice journey of confronting a lot of my insecurities. You know, like my biggest insecurity perhaps is this masculine issue of being able to sit and rap with guys about sports, and that always held me back because that just wasn't who I am. And I ended up having this incredible adventure with one of the world's greatest athletes, and I feel very comfortable about that now, and learned a lot. I mean, we went to some amazing locations, and just seeing what it takes to be as excellent as Robbie and the other guys are in the film, you know, Kai Lenny and Chuck Patterson, and, you know, talking to Laird Hamilton and Jerry Lopez, and really starting to, you know, I had a very stereotypical kind of misperception about what it takes to be a surfer, you know, in all incarnations of that word. And now I understand just the incredible athleticism of it, and being now knowing more about it and having observed it, you know, really, you know, it's funny. Late in my career, I've learned that films kind of choose me when I need a lesson in life, when I need some aspect of my mind to be opened up. You know, when I did the Tony Robbins film, honestly, I was having a really difficult time in my life, some personal issues, and all of a sudden I find myself in a situation where I'm being given the tools to kind of master those personal issues. This film, you know, is the same thing. It's kind of a gift to, you know, realize that you can confront your insecurities and, you know, come out the other end and having learned a lot. So, you know, it's hard to explain in a few words what the film gave me, but, you know, you know, seeing these guys on the ocean and all the metaphors of what the ocean really is to them, and how life, you know, ebbs and flows and changes and isn't always what you expect, you know, is just a great metaphor that I really took to heart, because I was standing there on the ocean looking at those waves, seeing things change, seeing us get bad conditions, but making the best of it. It really, you know, gave me a lot to think about, as do all of my projects.